sipping and tripping it, yeah.
Sipping and tripping it, sipping and tripping it, yeah.
Sipping and tripping, yeah. Sipping and tripping it, yeah. Then you on my show.
Sipping and tripping, sipping and tripping it, yeah. Sipping and tripping it.
Hey, welcome to another amazing episode of Sipping and Tripping. Now, you guys, if you're listening to the podcast, you may hear a different voice that's kind of familiar. If not, you're going to, if you're watching it, you're going to see a different face. Now, I ain't been live in a while, in a minute. So, we back. We back with the jump off.
And it's going down.
It's going down Baby O Street in the Rainbow.
And I'm gonna be sipping my tea.
Anyway, we back with a whole lot of hot topics. We got a lot of shit to get off our chest real quick. So everybody come up in this room. Hello, hello, hello.
Everybody here.
Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm trying to look at the comments, but I'm like, oh, I ain't been on Facebook in so long. I just been on the podcast.
You missed your Facebook page.
I did. Now tonight we're drinking different things. He's drinking Basic Bitch. He got a Truly cocktail.
I got my white girl drink. Shout out to the white girls.
I'm drinking Absolut Vodka with Arizona Lemonade. Arizona Lemonade is a hit. For real. They're not paying a fuck.
Kiwi strawberry is better.
It's basic. It's okay.
This is you.
let's have a shot real quick so we get the show started.
You're
right.
You're trying to get me drunk.
I'm not.
You know I get freaky when I get drunk.
Okay, well, you know what? I have your shot for you. Okay, we got the shot up in our body. So, where do we want to start? We want to start with celebrities, or do we want to start with motherfuckers trying me?
Let's do celebrities first. Let's say the best for last.
I feel like I am a celebrity, so I can get on these hoes.
You could move it up fast. Okay, yeah, you are.
I mean, shit, motherfuckers, want to try me. People want to come up against me, lie on me and shit. So, I mean, why shouldn't I come up on my platform and talk my shit tonight? Or should I keep it cute? Y'all let me know if y'all think I should keep it cute or talk my shit.
I say talk your shit. Let it be known. Because motherfuckers out here trying you, and they got all the secrets.
They got secrets. Oh, man, I hold the secrets. I'm the gatekeeper.
I know.
I'm the gatekeeper.
But you need to let their secrets out.
I should.
If they want to play you, you got to play them.
Oh, you want to play the game?
Yes.
All right, now.
It's time to play the game.
Okay. Well, welcome to Jumanji, then. So, I'm just going to keep it 100. I am about to do...
Is the monkeys coming out?
I mean, they are the monkeys.
Oh, shit.
They are the monkeys. I mean, when I was in that situation, I was like, damn, I didn't know I was in Gorillas in the Mist Part 2. Welcome home, a Planet of the Apes. So let me just keep it motherfucking real with you. I'm a nice individual. I'm a nice ass motherfucker. You know, I'm out here trying to help the needy and the homeless, those who need help. So a couple days ago, I decided to be nice and help somebody who was down on their luck. Back against the wall. Y'all know that Madea song from when Madea go to jail? So I'm over here trying to help motherfuckers. I would have shit. Anyway, I'm over here trying to help motherfuckers, trying to be a nice individual, and I get put into a situation where I didn't want to be put into. If I tell you I don't like an individual and I ain't talked to this motherfucker in almost 13 years, that means don't bring that sloppy body, wasted piece of shit around me. That's what we not gonna do. Oh. And then only for me to be in the presence of a motherfucker for an hour to have 36 different lines come out from this same miserable ass sloppy body pig shaped bitch.
Y'all heard it here first.
So I'm not gonna do too much, but I'm gonna let this serve as a warning. This mouth right here can't be tamed. Okay? Read your Bible. I know you used to go to church back in the day. Read your Bible. The tongue is one of the, it's a tongue is like a snake. It can't be untamed. I know you act like a snake and you look like a snake, but you'll never be shaped like a snake because it's shaped like a whale. But
not a whale.
A whale. a whale, a sperm whale.
Oh.
Just hungry for nuts. I said what I said. I'm not about
so,
to.
So he like a cum guzzling road whore?
You said it. Oh. And if you're lying, I correct you. But
do so.
This is my thing right here. I wasn't even really mad at the sloppy body bitch as much as I was. But I'm just like, girl, you would know you're in the presence of greatness, girl. And you just can't help but being messy. Like, I don't bother with these hoes. Don't let these hoes bother me. They see my pictures, they say ghost. Bitch, I've always been who you trying to be.
Oh.
Look. I could be messy. I could chill with your bae. I could chill with your boo.
Oh.
He know this pussy tastes like gold already.
Nah.
But I'm going to keep it cute. I'm going to keep it cute. Because I could talk my shit right now. I could hurt your feelings, but I know all you got is some refurbished 2008-2007 bullshit on me. I don't even that person. I ain't got the same skin. I'm a whole new creature. I've been remade several times since then. And you know what I hate? I'm going to keep it 100 with you, what I hate.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when you leave a motherfucker alone and you don't talk to them no more? And you see them years later in life, and they at the same spot you left them, or they done went backwards. It's like, damn, would you play a Monopoly with life?
Few people I've seen recently, and they're still in the same place.
And like, it's not cute.
It's not.
It's like you're dead. Like you at the sunset of your life.
the sunrise.
No, the sunrise means you got it's the beginning, it's the new start. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
No, they just keep having
a no, sunrise. They don't get a sunrise because that means you're starting over. They have the sunset, it's over.
Oh.
It's done. You at the sunset of your life.
I was trying to be nice.
I don't know if I wasn't. You at the sunset of your life, and instead of you picking up a Bible, reading it, instead of you getting on your business, being a better individual, starting your life over,
right.
You know, doing whatever needs to be done for you to be a better person. You decide you gonna sit around and touch me. See, the reason why I'm not doing too much is because I know this battle is not mine, it's the Lord's. And the Bible says, touch not my anointed, and the Lord will make your enemy your stepping stones. And I've been stepping on you, bitch, and I'm gonna keep stepping on you. And every time you look up, bitch, I'm looking down at you, ho. And I know you watching because you already told me you're a secret fan.
You
so, bitch, you keep watching. You keep tuning in because right now we're about to get into sipping and tripping.
I think I see him. He watching. I see him.
Oh, he's definitely watching.
I see him. But I see him. You said he a big
whale. A big whale.
Oh.
A whale. A whale.
Pour my drink
again. I said what I said. He's a big whale. And who gonna check me, boo?
Not him.
I mean, I ain't never saw somebody had that many love handles. And you ain't got no love in your life. Like,
dead.
Get a hold of yourself, girl. What?
I'm dead.
Well, you better come alive because you want to be like these broke bitches. No. Basic ass bottom barrel bitches. I like saying that. Bottom barrel bitches.
Yeah, bitches like that can't roll with me.
Baby, they can't roll.
All my bitches is bad.
They can't roll. Well, not all of them. I saw some of your bitches. Nah. But they bad in your eyes? Oh, like they bad. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, let me shake off MW. We're going to use acronyms now. Let me shake it off.
You got to finish telling the rest of the story.
That's enough.
Mm-mm.
No, because you know why? You sprinkled dust.
There was a co-star in there.
I know. It's okay. Because I'm going to tell you something about it.
You want me to sprinkle
some on the dust? No, I don't need you to. You know why? Because when bitches are thirsty for attention, they want this little piece of shine. They want this little piece. I ain't going to give them what they want. Like I said, I don't fuck with bottom barrel bitches. I don't mess with scraps. I'm not sloppy.
I don't want no scrap.
Hey, bitch, how you got a vehicle and you still a scrub? Like.
What he rolling around in? You know what you know?
With an ankle bracelet on.
Oh, shit. But you ain't Madea.
You ain't gonna tell
so
me what it's
no
for.
So you ain't no good, bitch.
You ain't gonna tell me what it's for. Anyway. It
for?
Anyway.
No.
So we about
you
to.
You know the tea. It's called sipping and tripping. We gonna be sipping and we tripping about this.
Anyway, we got a special message this morning from one of our old favorites, Steve from Blue's Clues.
Oh, Steve. Oh, it brought me to tears.
You know what?
And you know a boss don't cry.
Well, I mean, a real boss will.
I cried for you, Steve. I was missing.
Let me keep it real with you. Like, I was a little older when Blue's Clues came out. I mean, I was like in my mid six or sevens. I was eight, okay. Anyway, oh shit. I think I was like 9, 10. Anyway, out my business. It's sick. Like, so my little cousin used to watch it. And when I tell you, he had one of the most sickening songs in the world that I love, and I know every word of.
Which one? Sing it. Five, sing it for us.
4, 3, 2. Here's the mail that never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. And when I hear it, I want to wail. Mail! That was a bop. I couldn't wait to get the mail. Go check that mailbox.
He kind of had me cry when he was like, oh, yeah, remember we used to go hang out with Mrs. Saul and all that. I said, oh.
And Paprika.
Yeah, he forgot Pep.
He ain't talking about Pep. He talking about Pepper. He talking about Paprika. He ain't talking about the other little dog, Magenta. He said, fuck that bitch.
What they should have done, they should have had Blue in the interview with him.
Well, they had another video that had came out, I guess, 6 days ago with all the Steves, I guess. They were, like, doing, like, a video. They were singing. It was, like, a tribute to the fans.
But see, this is where they went wrong. 6 days ago or a week ago, they just had the original. That was the original. He started it.
Well, that one, he was in a video as well.
I know.
But, you know, we didn't care about that. We wanted him to apologize for leaving us like our daddies left us.
What was his brother's name?
I don't know. I wasn't watching it then. I was grown.
Like, I got mad at that episode. Like, I wanted to, like, I think I threw something at the TV.
I just remember one day my cousin was watching it.
I got anger issues.
And I was looking like, what happened to Steve? Where's Steve? Are he sick? Who this motherfucker? Why he ain't? Okay, it's time to turn the TV. We gotta start watching.
You said it's time to turn.
We gotta watch Love & Hip Hop now. Okay. Well, actually, Love & Hip Hop wasn't yet. What was we watching then? It was something on VH1 that was ratchet. We was watching it, okay?
You know what? You know what started the ratchetness? What was it? I think back in it was Flavor of Love.
It was before Flavor of Love, though. Remember I know York came second. Remember they had like a house where like celebrities able to live in the house together?
Oh, Celebrity Rehab?
No, not Rehab. That came after. And then Celebrity Flick Club, that was before.
Okay.
I like that, too. It was I can't think of the name of the show, but it was good.
I think the first ratchet show on VH1 was Basketball Wives.
No. No, because Flavor of Love was before that.
Yeah, but they wasn't ratchet.
Oh, they were ratchet. Flavor of Love? Well, you came in that rich, good morning to you, good morning, good morning. Not you, you can choke, you can die. Good morning.
Because New York is just ratchet.
I love New York. New York, sometimes.
Is that who you want to be?
I think it's somebody who I would aspire to be when I get older. But not the new New
York.
I thought
it was Wendy.
Huh?
I thought it was Wendy who inspired you.
I mean, Wendy inspires, let me tell you something. So you bottom barrel bitches. We're talking to them right here.
Watch your tongue.
You with me right now. The bottom barrel bitches, they don't know about Wendy Williams, okay? And you know.
See, I know.
You in that barrel, you don't know too much either. Let me tell you.
I almost slapped
you. Wendy Williams, I'll go back Wendy Williams when she was on radio. Mm-hmm. When she was getting all that controversy back in the day. Wendy Williams on radio and Wendy Williams on TV are two different bitches. Wendy Williams on radio, she would kick you out her damn studio. Okay.
I heard she went in. She would go in
and let have. Wendy Williams on the radio was exposing all the gay rappers, okay? She said, oh, you got some EJ in you. That's what she said. Or you'd have had him in you.
She could have had me trending if I was back then.
Oh, well, I mean, if you were trying to act like you were straight, you would have been. People were afraid to do interviews, but she was a bitch to do an interview with, but they were afraid to do interviews with her because we didn't know what Wendy was going to get him. Wendy read these girls. But Wendy inspires, she inspires me, and she does. But then New York comes around, so it's a pot. You have to have a pot. I got Wendy in a pot. So we got the pot. New York come around, and she really started.
She
got the big old titties, and she just controversial. Then she go from being happy to sad in 2 seconds. Then she got inner cries and shit.
Wait, hold on. My favorite New York moment is when, for the second time, Flav didn't choose her.
I'm fine.
She was fine, and then all of a sudden, she busts down in tears in 2 seconds. I said, that's a bad bitch.
No, let me tell you what my favorite New York moment is. My favorite New York moment is when she went overseas a couple years ago, and she did Celebrity Big Brother over there. And the woman was telling her, she gave New York some shoes. New York didn't want the damn shoes. New York was like, I don't wear these goddamn shoes. I want these shoes. The woman asked for the shoes back. New York said, oh, you want them back? She goes, no, I took them back already. She said, these shoes are supposed to be worn on the foot of a beautiful woman. And New York, in her confessional, she says, these shoes are supposed to be on the foot of a beautiful woman. Now, New York talking calm, y'all. She was Tiffany. She said, well, then why did you have these shoes in your possession? You shouldn't be nowhere in the facility of these shoes that they're supposed to be on a beautiful woman. She said, several people have lied to you and told you you're lovely. Many people have lied to you and told you you're pretty. but you're not. You're nothing of the sorts. You're nothing but a fat cunt. Oh. Baby, New York Red. Every week they put her up for elimination to go home. Every week the fans saved her. And then she made it to the top three or top four.
Because people love her.
New York thought somebody in the house had died. And it was in the house deal. She had a whole meltdown. I'm going to send you the clip.
Okay.
But anyway, we got more on for New York. So I got New York in that pot. We got Wendy. We got Wendy in the pot already. And now we stirring the pot up. Now we got my Sagittarius auntie, Nene Leakes, in that pot.
So she throws in the little spices, a little spice for her.
Who? Nene gives us that spice. New York gives us that tang. Wendy is the substance. Okay? But we not done. Then we gotta add some Phaedra in it because we need some mouth.
Oh, because the mouth. Phaedra got mouth for days.
And her tongue cuts like a knife.
I swear, watching them damn housewives.
And I ain't done, though. Then we gotta throw a little candy in there because we business savvy. But then we throw some Porsche in there because we got the body and we sexy.
Oh, you got bored.
And we want you to think that we dumb even though we getting over on you.
Oh.
So you gotta have a good compilation of women's, you know, up in you when you building up your pot. You know, but we got some smart women in there too. We got,
Phaedra smart.
No, she's a very smart woman, but we also have, Mrs. Michelle Obama up in there too, because we could be debonair and classy.
You gonna be class.
We got Oprah in there because we could be reserved. But baby, don't let that fool you, because baby, New York comes out and whoop your ass.
Oh.
And we got some Tammy in there too, but we don't smoke cigarettes. And sometimes you just got, I'm sorry. How could I ever do it like it's my birthday again if we ain't got no Jocelyn in this pot? We just add just a little bit of Jocelyn.
You know Jocelyn, you know what? She is.
I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to keep it real. Jocelyn came out with a song, and Jocelyn takes her music career serious, and nobody else does. And the fact
that... You said it, though.
I'm going to keep it real. But the fact that she has a song right now that's doing amazing, and it's a little bit of a slow, but baby boy, live your best life. You be tripping on me, acting like I give where you be. I ain't tripping on you. I want you to live it up. I want you to be a G. What a G do? You know what I mean? Yeah, give it. Hey. Do it like it's my B-Day, baby.
Do it like it's my B-Day.
Hey. Every time he come around, I ride it like a cowgirl. Like a cowgirl. I ride it like a what? That's why these hoes mad, because I was riding like a cowgirl. Oh. And they couldn't because they a big sperm whale. Anyway.
Was you riding like that on the other night?
So, Diddy is making headlines right now. So everybody
they keep putting him in the head. Like they keep inserting him into something else.
Well, you know, allegedly he was having a fling with that city girl, Young Miami, who is a known scammer and user.
Don't do Young Miami.
She said it. It's their songs. They say you're supposed to scam the men to get their money.
Okay.
I'm just saying what she's a known for. She ain't messing with no. You remember back in the day we say eeny weeny, teeny weeny, treble L, short. Don't want no. Well, she took that song. She said, baby, you can be short. Don't want no broke man, boo. Okay, she didn't show no broke man.
She did.
She said, why? I mean, Lil Kim
but
said
you
it.
Know what?
Lil Kim said it first. Why spend mine when I can spend yours? Disagree, and that's true, and I'm sorry. I'm going to keep playing these cats out like an Atari.
Young Miami might have said it, but JT wrote it.
Well, we know. But, I mean, Lil' Kim said it first. I mean, you got to play him. But she said she was a city girl.
Lil' Kim the GOAT.
She said she was a city girl looking for a bad boy on her post. But then her bad boy, Diddy, was seen canoodling on the yacht.
Yeah, it was a yacht.
With Future and Bow Wow's baby mama. What's her name? Miss Hazel. I think her name is Hazel or something.
She's irrelevant to me. Like, you know how all these other baby mamas, they stay relevant? You know, all these other rappers' baby mamas, they stay relevant for some reason. Mm-hmm. She don't.
Why?
Don't like, she? Now she do. But it's still like, now she, I was on the yacht with Diddy.
Like, I mean, I feel like old girl just be like, you know.
But when you think of a rapper's baby mama, what's in that first name that you hear in the headlines all the time? Or in the blogs?
A rapper baby mama?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. There's so many of them. Sierra? She rapper baby mama, but she's a...
They old.
She has a whole career.
Are we talking about that? That was in the headlines.
Let's talk about it.
They were saying Russell Wilson. There was a girl that came forward and said she slept with Russell.
In her dreams.
Right. It was on the thing. It said in her dreams.
I didn't read it. I didn't know where he was coming. But let me tell you, Sierra, I know that. Let me tell you something. Sierra got a kind of man like I do, okay? She got a man that these bitches wish upon a star for, okay? They say, twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder where you are. Bitch, these bitches would never get a man. They would never get a piece of a man. They would never get none of those things. That's true.
Because, like, to me, he does too much in the public eye with her to be doing that behind closed doors.
First of all, the man and her didn't even sleep with each other until they got married. They pray together. They worship God together.
That's what I'm trying to say.
This man loves her feet, and they be it, okay? He loves them.
Don't do my girl.
I love Sierra, but he love her.
Like, me and my friends, we go against this, but I choose her over Rihanna.
Okay. You talking about, like, in a looks department, or what?
That and music.
Okay. Well, I don't like to pit women against each other.
Are you like to put men against each other?
Oh, yeah. Throw them all in a damn cage and... I made the best one win. Come out.
So, what does the winner get? A night with you?
A night, a day, a moment, a lifetime?
What you gonna do?
I would tell you, but your mind might explode then.
But, dude said.
Anyway, so, Lil Nas X has been making controversial headlines when he showed a prosthetic of him. Prosthetic of him being pregnant. He said he's giving birth to his album.
Yeah.
And Bootsy was just waiting on him to post again. And Bootsy's upset because he's mad because he's not the baby daddy of Lil Nas X baby. So he wants to jump on stage and fight him because he has a fear that Lil Nas X is going to have sex on national TV.
Just because he's doing extra shit right now?
I mean, think about it. Drake and Kanye both released albums this month, right?
Mm-hmm.
All people were talking about was Donda, 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 Donda. Then we started getting Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy. Donda, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Donda, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Donda, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Donda, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Donda, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Certified Lover Boy, Donda, 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 And so they can talk about my album coming out.
Just like a bottom.
And he said he's a bottom.
I know. That's what I said. I was like, that's a bottom. So he came, extra thing.
So he came in, but he got the people talking about him. He changed narrative. So now they're saying, serve a love boy, serve my love boy, serve my love for mantra. Serve my love boy, mantra, mantra, mantra. Serve my love boy, serve my love boy, serve my... I mean, Drake is always going to get more talks, baby. But you see, we ain't say Donda no more. So did you listen to Donda?
I listen to Certified Lover Boy.
I did too. My favorite song is
Shout out to Drake. You know my future daddy.
No, he's not. He would never be nothing with you, nothing of the sorts of you. I'm not gonna read you on this show right now tonight. But if you try it again, I'm gonna let these bitches know who you is and what you about. My favorite song is Fair Trade, because I will trade you in.
That's a good one.
I will trade you in for a handkerchief.
Why would you do that? No,
I needed to fix my eyes at your funeral.
This bitch.
Keep trying me.
Mm-hmm. Next. So,
but Certified Lover Boy, I think it was a really good album. I did not listen to Donda. I heard about it.
I think it was better than Donda because I wasn't going to listen to no devil.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, even besides, like, all that devil shit, I really fell off with Kanye. I really don't really listen or care for his music right now. It doesn't appeal to me. Donda.
Oh, that's his mother's name, so I'm not going to say nothing. That's his mother's name.
Oh!
You know that, did you?
No!
You know, you was about to... Y'all listen out there in the universe. Y'all tell Kanye West to him know that EJ... I tried to read his album title, okay?
Yes, I tried.
He gonna stop your whole career now. He gonna sign you and drop you. He gonna sign you and drop you. He gonna be talking about, I got signed to Good Music. I love Kanye. Donda was the greatest album. And then 2 weeks later, fuck Kanye, he dropped me.
He dropped me. Fuck that nigga.
Kim Kardashian came in the room and was like, why are you here? You can pack up and go. Oh, no, no, no. They're going to sit north. They're going to sit north. My daddy said, you can leave now. I went home for the night. No, you're going home for life.
Oh, that would be cold. Ooh. Have the kid do it. The kid a boss.
North going to get you together.
Right, she would.
She would. She would. She read her mama. She read you. She read Kim, y'all. She told Kim, why every time you go on live, you start talking different? Kim was like, what do you mean, North? What do you mean, Arf? North started mocking her. Yeah, hi. I want to try back onto her. She's like, you know, that's not how you talk in real life. It was just so funny because I'm like, these babies ain't getting together. Okay, y'all, we got to get down this docket, okay? So, Lil Nas X has an album coming out.
I'm excited.
You can listen to it if you want to.
I'm excited for it.
But, you know, you just said you wasn't with Kanye for all that devil stuff he was doing, hanging out with Marilyn Manson and whatnot. But, however, Lil Nas X was giving the devil a lap dance and giving him fellatio.
But I
suppose. Also, you pick and choose what part of hell you want to go to.
Yeah.
So you didn't want to go to the deepest part of the south side. Nah. You want to go to the north side of hell.
North side, yeah. Okay, so I can vacation there.
Oh, okay. I know what y'all thinking out there, and I'm just gonna get them together for y'all. So Caitlyn Jenner, she says that she agrees and disagrees with the new Texas law that is banning women to have a abortion after 6 weeks. Which, if you think about it, a woman doesn't miss her period until the 4 week mark, which her period could be off 2, 3, 4 weeks. So a woman doesn't even know she's pregnant until around the 8th to 10th week mark. Now, this is just my thing. I don't feel like men should be able to police a woman's body.
It's great.
Now, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I'm not for abortion, but I'm not for a woman being told what to do with her body. So, I'm not a woman. So I don't feel like I have a horse in that race. I don't feel like I can say anything when I see them out there with their abortion flyers. And I say, you ain't even a woman. Let a woman do what a woman want to do, you old bitch.
They will treat you.
Oh, baby, I read them down. I got time for them. I'll be over there at Mariano's.
They'll be like, I know you're trying to help, but
I read them down to the ground. Do? Every time, I put my window down, and I curse them out every time. Okay, what I'm doing. I cursed him out because I feel like a woman should have a right to her body. Because this birthday,
I'm pro right. That's all.
If a man should have that
choice,
like if a man can have rights to his body, how come a woman can't? Like, how come we're not saying to the women, to the men, well, until you prove that you should be able to have a child, maybe we're going to give you guys all reversible situations at 18. So you shooting out blanks. Until you get married, and then you'll be able to have a children up to get married. They've been married for 2 years.
That was scary.
But it's hard to tell a woman who's raped, or a woman who got drunk and don't know who she slept with, or a woman who just literally made a mistake and has her life ahead of her, that she has to have a child that she doesn't want to take care of, that now goes into the system, and now we're taken care of.
That's true.
So that's how I feel about it.
It should be equal rights. Ain't no equal rights when it comes to this, huh? Where the government at now?
And then, you know, Caitlyn Jenner, who wants to be a transgendered woman, who's transgendered.
She got it cut out.
Well, she's transgendered, though. You know, she started her life as male, and then she's now female. She's transgender, but she still operates her life as if she is a white man. And sees things like that.
It just don't make sense. Like, you fought for all this and you did all this. You paid all this money to get your little thing cut off. And you don't want to be that woman?
And not even stand up for women's rights at all.
You're a woman now. Like, that's how I look at you. Like, you're a woman.
She's a whore lady. She's a whore lady. She's a whore lady. She's not a woman. She's a whore lady. And we're going to move on from her because she's trash. And everything she stands for is trash. Everything she ever stood for is trash. And everything she's going to stand for is trash. And everything, her past, her present is trash. Damn. And I shouldn't say this, but I like Bruce better.
He was funnier.
Anyway. Rihanna made a surprise appearance with Nicki Minaj. They took some photos together the other day.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Stopping the rumors that they have a beef. Stopping rumors that they have a beef.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
I forgot they had a little so-called beef.
So now they're back, you know, friends, and Rihanna met Nicki's son, Papa Bear. You know what, Nicki Minaj, I'm gonna tell you something.
Being fake.
Let me tell you something about Nicki Minaj. Y'all think she really like y'all friends, fans. She don't even tell y'all her son's real name. So bitch, I'm gonna tell you my son's name, Papa Bear. You don't even know my son's name. His name Papa Bear. Papa Bear.
Yeah, I know she didn't put that on that birth certificate.
You know she did Papa it. I mean, we could.
I'm a bear baby. Minaj.
She could say, my baby name is Quincy, but we call him Papa Bear. She said his name is Papa Bear. Y'all gonna call him Papa Bear. Y'all ain't gonna be in his business because his name is what?
Papa Bear.
And we're gonna have a Papa Bear collection coming out. Well,
I just thought it was funny. I said, I feel like Nicki was being fake.
Well, word on the street is like people are thinking that they maybe have a song coming out together.
They're doing it for publicity, for promo.
It looks like it was
like how she did with what's her name, Megan.
Yeah,
that FaceTime.
Yeah, but I heard that now she like Megan because Megan don't fuck with her no more. She had made a hit single with Cardi.
Just because it got more numbers than the one she did with Nicki. Sad.
Well, we're going to move on from that. We got a couple of minutes left on this. Okay. So we want to say rest in peace to Michael K. Williams. He was a known actor. He was on
From The Wire,
When They See Us, The Wire, and many other known shows. We're not going to talk about too much nothing, you know. He transcended his life from this world. It ain't got nothing to do with us.
He thought it was time for him to go. He wanted to go.
It was time for him to go. But what did happen was different celebrities that came out and, you know, like 50 Cent, I kind of laughed at him dying because I guess they didn't get along too well. And so instead of not saying it, all 50 had to say something. And then Lunell made a post and she pleaded with black people to stop using drugs, to stop doing all stuff. She said, if you want to get high, smoke some weed. That's like the healthiest thing, the safest thing for you to do. And Jocelyn came up and said, well, obesity kills people too, you fat pig. So are you worried about a man who just died? Why don't you worry about you being a cheeseburger away from a heart attack?
Jocelyn. If y'all don't know, Jocelyn's mad at Lunell right now.
Let's tell the people why.
She went online, Lunell, you know, everybody's favorite auntie. She went online and she exposed the show, Jocelyn's Cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Jocelyn don't have a cabaret. Zeus Network.
But she doesn't have a cabaret. We know that.
Yeah, but they just pay her a lot of money just to belittle these black women. And that was her exact words. But I look at it, I was like, we all know that. We all know she ain't got no cabaret, but I was kind of lost too because she came on season two, and I'm thinking like she really trying to start up a whole cabaret. Midway through the season, all I'm seeing is drama. She just said, oh, fight that bitch. Like, she's telling bitches just to fight.
Well, I heard that the cabaret was for her to get threesomes.
And she got threesomes.
She did. I didn't watch the show. I love Jocelyn. I like her with an ensemble cast.
The only song that made it popping was Do It Like It Shall Be That.
You said songs. I said songs.
Sums?
Three songs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Baby. So, Britney Spears' father has filed a motion in court for her to no longer have a conservatorship. She's one step closer to being a free woman.
She's almost free.
I feel like it should be a contingency plan to where, like, maybe it's a 3-year thing or 5-year thing where it breaks it down with, like, different people helping that are not connected to nobody. And they just, you know, just so she's not out there in the world, now she's so free. Like, let's just wean her off of it.
I think she's good. She's a grown-ass woman now.
Yeah, she's past a grown woman. But I'm just saying, for you to, you know, be taking all this medicine and stuff, and being able to be in control of yourself, I just need to have, like, a little help coming out.
I
want her to be free now. Free Britney. We're going to be screaming Free Britney until we say it backwards. Britney Free.
Britney Free.
Britney Free.
Oops, she going to make Britney's a song. Britney
Free again. She was locked away. Her daddy took the key and melted it, baby. But now she bust the door. She's on the other side of happiness. Okay, we're done. We're done with it, okay? So Kylie Jenner announced that she's pregnant with baby number 2. No, we knew already. So congratulations to Kylie Jenner.
Oh.
Her and her baby's father, Travis Scott, who is on Certified Lover Boy, have a baby coming away.
I know, that's crazy.
How was Thanksgiving when your sister, baby daddy, you made a song with your husband's nemesis? Those bitches, they crazy over there. They got their loyalty.
They trying to get a new season.
Yeah, it's going to be on Hulu, I believe.
Damn, someone gave them a damn show again.
They had one before they left the first show.
Why?
The first show was going to keep them. They decided to leave, but then they was like, they want to do something different. So it's going to be on Hulu. It'll be starting next year.
I'm so tired of seeing these bitches on TV.
I never watched them on TV.
You never watched the Kardashians at all?
I mean, I watched little pieces of here and there, but like, I never watched like 2-3 weeks in a row.
I never watched two, three months a week. When they first started. Back when Chloe was with Lamar.
I watched bits and pieces in the air. Like,
I felt so. I was like, oh my God, there is love. They found love in like a month.
They found love in a whole place. They found love in a plastic surgery room. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. These dirt dabblers are mad at me because I didn't say their names and make them famous tonight. But it's okay. Thank you guys all for tuning in and sipping and tripping.
I think you should say some names.
I'm so sorry, guys. I didn't come last week. I was dealing with some personal things. But I'm getting on top of my mental health so I can be a better person, a better individual. Not only for me, but for everybody who listens to me, supports the show. I was telling you guys a while ago, we had a little conversation. I told y'all we were going to be having people come on at least once a month, kind of switch it up. Well, this is one of the people, even though he act like he's so busy, he ain't never got time for us over here at the Sip in the Triple Corner. So we're going to read him right here on the show, like the book that he is. And he ain't no good book. He Dr. Seuss, left foot, right foot, red fish, blue fish.
I'm a novel, baby.
You're not. You ain't even Dr. Seuss book. I'm sorry. A cover. Dr. Seuss cover.
Hop at least on, I look good.
I'm hop on pop. You did it. Anyway, y'all, we are messy. We are tacky. We are tangy. And I thank you guys all for tuning in to another amazing episode of Sipping and Tripping. Thank you guys all for just being there for me and just hanging in there with me and just being your authentic selves. We take anything away from this week. Don't turn your heart cold on people. Don't turn your heart cold on the world. Be a better version of yourself. Do something for you. But when you know that you're not being appreciated, you know you're not being valued, you know that all of your efforts are going unused, unworthy, unappreciated, know when to stop, know when to get away, know when to let go, and know how to walk away with your dignity, your self-respect. Because at the end of the day, when you get in that bed, you get in that bed with your own thoughts, with your own feelings. You don't care if you know who you're in bed with, but you got your own thoughts, your own feelings, and you got to have your own self-esteem. And just know that